This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Some NATO nations are worrying that they may be Russia's next target. Ukraine is now urging the West to send more weapons as it battles Russian forces. Ukraine's foreign minister.
The best way to help Ukraine now is to provide it with all necessary to contain Putin and to defeat Russian army in Ukraine, in the territory of Ukraine, so that the war does not spill over further.
I'm Mike Rossia, reporting the UN will vote today on suspending Russia from its Human Rights Council. The move was initiated by the United States in response to the discovery of hundreds of bodies after Russian troops withdrew from towns near Ukraine's capital. The Assembly's emergency special session on Ukraine will resume at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm Mike Rossia.
History will likely be made today in the U.S. Senate.
The final vote today will likely make Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court.
It will be a joyous day.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Joyous for the Supreme Court, joyous for America.
Despite GOP criticism that she was soft on crime, three Republican senators have said they'll support the 51-year-old Jackson, selected to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You're waking up to lower gas prices. It's down to $4.15 a gallon this morning, down 7 cents in a week, says the AAA. The National Weather Service is warning of severe thunderstorms in the southeast and mid-Atlantic today. Parts of California and southeast Florida may see record high heat. A judge is ordering the demolition of a deteriorating Packard auto plant in Detroit. The judge says it's a public nuisance. The plant's Peruvian owner and his company have to now demolish all the buildings and structures on the property. This is AP News. COVID has hit the Biden administration's inner circle after a Washington gala last week.
Hours after Attorney General Merrick Garland held a news conference yesterday alongside his top deputy and the FBI's chief, the Justice Department said he tested positive. Same for Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. Both were at Saturday's Gridiron Club dinner, a white tie affair for Washington's elite, where many mingled maskless. More than a dozen attendees have now tested positive. The White House says Kamala Harris's communications chief also has the virus and has been in close contact with the vice president, who will follow CDC guidelines but still continue her public schedule.
COVID is not over.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the administration continues taking steps to protect President Biden, who tested negative earlier this week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.